Hello, and welcome to your first review on the year one Kyusho Jitsu learning course information. I had a different word for that a minute ago and then it slipped my mind, but that's okay. Right now, I'm not going to go through this thing in these big long audio files for you to listen to and fall asleep doing. What essentially I'm going to be doing here is pointing you in which direction to go back into the course material that is all available for you and go through the reviews. Right? First thing I would like you to jump into and review is resuscitation techniques. And hopefully you have been reviewing those all along anyway. They are extremely, extremely important. Not just from the standpoint of keeping your ukis healthy, but there are legal things that will get involved with that too. They don't really apply the same for self-defense as when you are working with someone. You have to do the right things, right? Next thing, of course, we will review next, of course, is going to be the cycle of destruction. You need to know the cycle of destruction verbatim, and so take a look through that material. Now, this should all be in a relatively logical order as you go back through the different pages of posts that you have with reference to all of the materials. And then review the meridians of the upper extremity, of which there are six. Right? So you need to know for the exam where they begin, where they end, and what the relative paths are, because you will be tracing them in a video on a partner is how you will do that. And then we have the arm points. Right? You will be dealing with 8 or 9 points. I cannot remember the exact number. The official number is 8, but I believe I gave you 9 points total because I don't think that large intestine 10 was in the original ones. Right? So you will take a look and review those because you will also be demonstrating those as well. You must also know the cycle of creation. The Shen cycle, extremely important. Now, as you advance in Kyusho, you will understand more and more why the cycle of creation is important, and it's got nothing to do with healing either. Okay. Next, we'll take a look at the meridians of the lower extremities. Now, of course, these ones are a lot longer, take a little bit more work to memorize, but you do need to know the paths, where they begin, where they end, how many points, all of that sort of thing, right? And you can include the two vessels in this particular section here as well. Right? Next was what we refer to as EPS or element polarity striking action. Now, there is more involved to it than just that for the three letters. Because as you advance, you could string a whole bunch of other letters behind it. But essentially, what EPS means is everything that you know about the meridian. So, as an example, the heart meridian. You know that the heart meridian is fire. You know that its polarity is yin. And you know that the striking action is slapping. There are 9 points. Energy is leaving the body. Right? And then you could also state its position in the diurnal cycle in that. There as well, which of course is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can expand even further. What's the stance for the heart meridian? Well, it would be a neutral bow. What sound would it be? It would be ki. Right, mind you, I don't think we haven't gotten into sounds yet, but there you go, right? And also, what color it would be? Well, the destructive color would be red, and the healing color would be red. Right, but this is how much more this expands and it still falls under the category of EPS. Next, you will need to review the five principles of Kyusho. Right? And I'm not even going to bother to state them because hopefully right now you've already got them memorized. Okay? After that, need to take a look at the 24-hour diurnal cycle because you will have to explain that. Right? You know, that long starts at 3 a.m. and it goes to 5 a.m. and then after that comes large intestine, right? This whole thing, all of that needs to be committed to memory verbatim. The basic colors, each meridian has a basic healing and destructive color. As you go back, you will find this video for that as well, but you'll find a lot of information for that. And then we come up onto the leg points. There are 8 leg points which you will need to know because you will be demonstrating them and how they work in your practical exam. And then the final part that we're going to talk about today is your own kata breakdown, interpretation. Take one of your basic katas and take a look at it. Maybe try to look for about five movements in it. Now, when I submit you the exam, it will tell you exactly how many movements in it that you're going to interpret. I believe that it is three, if memory serves me correctly, but I don't have the exam in front of me. But take a look at five different possible interpretations for different movements in your kata. Okay, now, this is not a front first move to last move type of interpretation. You're not going to choreograph out a battle here. But you can take one or two movements, put them together, and show how an application could come from those. There is really no wrong interpretation for something like this, but there are progressively better ones. And over time, you will become better and better at it. Okay, so that's all I want you to do for the next few days is go through and review all of that stuff. Ask any questions that you have. You can email me, master@kyushojitsu.ca, or you can leave a comment below this post and I will reply to it. Sometimes when people leave comments, they don't get the email that states that I replied. And sometimes when people leave comments, I don't know about them until I'm actually on the site. So emailing me is a much better way to do it, a much faster way to do it. Anyways, that's it for the moment. So go back through that and we will talk again very shortly. Have a great day. Bye.